great bit of local knowledge, a quandary solved today by an old clipper ship that used to be a floating hospital in Southampton, which is to be controversially sold abroad. The City of Adelaide is the name of this ship, which the Adelaide Health Centre in Millbrook is named after. And it's been at the Scottish Maritime Museum since 1992. But she's now en route to Australia. Our reporter Hugh Williams has been following the story for BBC Scotland and joins us now to explain more. Hugh, good morning to you.
Morning, Steve.
This ship is of local historical interest to us here, hence the naming of the health centre after her. Tell me about the role that she played in Southampton.
Yeah, if you've ever wondered why that health centre at Millbrook opened, I think some 4 years ago now, was called the Adelaide Health Centre, the answer is currently floating just off Ventnor on the Isle of Wight, because she is this 450-tonne clipper ship built in 1864, now on a pontoon barge being towed by the tug Dutch Pioneer, which you can track, obviously, on those online websites that allow you to follow vessels. And the reason the Millbrook Health Centre was called Adelaide is because at the end of the 19th century, Southampton Corporation, as it then was, purchased this clipper and moored it not far from Millbrook as an isolation hospital dealing with cases of the likes of scarlet fever and so on. And she was in Southampton until the 1920s, which is when she came to Scotland.
Right. And in Scotland for, you know, some time. But what's happening to her now?
Yeah, well, she sank in the Clyde, unfortunately, which is a bit of an ignominious end for a vessel that was built as the kind of last word in absolutely luxurious, fast international travel. She was called the City of Adelaide because she was built to take people to South Australia as migrants. Then, obviously, she had that spell, as we've talked about, in Southampton. Then she became a sail training vessel, and then she ended up as a clubhouse for the Royal Navy Volunteer Reserve moored in the Clyde. She sank in 1991, was under the water of the Clyde for almost a year, and then taken to the Scottish Maritime Museum at North Ayrshire, but they could never raise the money to do anything with her. She was on dry land, so she was actually counted as a listed building. And the museum got to the state where they actually applied twice for permission to demolish her and keep some of the important bits, obviously, for the historical record. And that's when, basically, two groups stepped in saying they would like to have her instead. The group from South Australia, because they say an enormous number of people who live in the state are descended from those that travelled on the vessel, and a group from Sunderland, where she was built. And that's where the controversy come from. Scottish Government said she should go to South Australia. It was the only viable way to save her.
And as you'd expect, with a vessel 150 years old that used to be an isolation hospital for people suffering from scarlet fever, I imagine some fascinating human stories to be told here.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there'll be anyone listening to BBC Radio Solent this morning who spent any time on board the City of Adelaide as she was in 1894 when she was moored at Millbrook. But yeah, absolutely, that's right. I mean, this enormous number of people from the state of South Australia that claim descent from people that went there on board her. Just to get a bit of an insight into that, I went to meet a lady in her 90s called Jean Blades, whose great uncle migrated, where he'd been working as a draper, and then decided to travel to Australia. She read me a brief excerpt of her great uncle's diary of the journey.
My wife and I, having mutually agreed to leave our native country and try our luck in the Antipodes, with heavy hearts we took farewell of my dear mother, brothers and sisters and little nephews.
And did they have an easy crossing, or did they have some adventures on the crossing?
Being my family, you have to take a pinch of salt with some of the stories. But certainly their descriptions of the storm almost made you sick to read it.
And those stories go right up almost to the present day. When we were waiting to see the City of Adelaide on board that pontoon barge towed out to the Firth of Clyde on the North Ayrshire coast, I got talking to a woman called Sheena Gregg. She got married on board the vessel almost 30 years ago.
It was a wonderful day, but the one thing I do remember is there was a camber. You kind of danced up one side and very quickly down the other side of the camber, and as the night wore on and the tide changed, the camber seemed to get steeper and steeper. But I'm sure it wasn't the drink, as some may suggest.
But I'm absolutely sure that there will be people listening today who know about her history in Southampton. So, of course, it would be fascinating to hear from them as well, Steve.
0345 30 30 961, our phone number, of course. Hugh Williams for BBC Scotland on BBC Radio.